Glossinger, and I'm live here tonight with Pam Lantos, the author of I See Your Name Everywhere, and we're so happy to have you with us tonight, Pam. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, JD?
I'm doing fantastic, even better since I've got this beautiful autographed copy of I See Your Name Everywhere and the effects and the things that it's been doing for my business just by taking some of the action steps in the book and some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. I'm just happy to have you on the line tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to this. It's a fun subject.
Well, it's great. I mean, we talk about PR and we talk about the book that you just came out with, I See Your Name Everywhere. And, you know, I don't care what business you're in, and you know I'm very diversified. I own three businesses myself. But whatever business you're in, you can use PR. And I think your book, I See Your Name Everywhere, covers, you know, those basic ideas, the things that you need to really go out there and build your business. And I'm just happy to have a copy of it, and I'm happy to have you here tonight.
Well, thank you. It's a subject that helps people, you know, get their name out and helps them make more money when they get that media exposure.
And we can all use a little more money. I'm sure everybody that's listening here, that's one of the things and why we're tuning in. But one of the things you talk a lot about is a hook. And I'm sure everybody wants to know a little bit more about that. You know, what is a hook, Pam?
Well, the hook is what catches the media. Just like, you know, if someone's out there fishing and all the fish are swimming by and nobody get, you know, you don't get a fish on the hook, it doesn't do you any good, it doesn't feed you. But if you're out there calling the media and pitching the media and you're not getting any bites, the answer is probably that you don't have a good hook. And what the hook is basically the headline or the story idea that makes the magazine want to interview you for their magazine or interview you on their radio or television show. That's the hook. And it's what basically makes you stand out over your competition.
Okay, great. So when you go about a hook, you know, and for speakers, you know, I'm a speaker. You know, sometimes we have our one keynote. And with a hook, do you have one hook or can you have many hooks?
Well, it's important to have a lot of different hooks, because it depends on the magazine or the TV show that you're pitching. So if you get one hook and you start pitching a lot of different shows with the same hook, they're not going to be interested, because basically you have to consider who the audience is. And the thing you also have to figure out is that, you know, all the different radio, television shows, magazines, and newspapers are concerned with one thing, and that's their ratings. The bigger readership or audience they have, then the more they can charge for their ads, the more they charge for their ads, the more money they make. So when you're developing a hook, you have to think, who is their audience? Is it male or is it female? Is it, you know, what's their age group? What are their interests? And what story is going to hook them? For example, if someone was pitching, say someone was an expert or had a book or a health club and they wanted to talk about stress and how people are tired and they're out of shape and how stress affects them, they could pitch, you know, a woman's magazine, whether it's Family Circle or Cosmopolitan or whatever, how stress experts de-stress or how stress makes you feel tired at work. If they were pitching a health magazine, they could put how to stay healthy during stressful times. A parenting magazine, you know, when to call the doctor, what are the warning signs for kids. Wall Street Journal could be how to reduce stress at work. You know, what are different diet and exercise tips that you can do at work to reduce stress. And, you know, another magazine might be a one-month health makeover if it's more like, say, Real Simple magazine. So it's going to be a totally different hook for different magazines. If someone is watching Oprah, that's going to be a different audience than someone that's watching, you know, Larry King or Bloomberg Report.
Makes total sense. That really makes total sense. And when we look at these hooks and we start to understand that now you've got multiple hooks, you know, if somebody's listening to this tonight, you know they already have tremendous expertise because there's somebody that's going out and bettering themselves and finding a way to grow your business. So I guess my question is, you know, isn't your expertise enough?
Well, But the expertise the media doesn't care about, you know, anyone's expertise, JB, unless they're interested in the hook. So when they're putting together their stories, you could call the media or send a press release and go on and on about, you know, someone's, you know, your credentials and what you've done and a book or your business. And they just don't care because that doesn't make them any money. In fact, they make money by advertising. So the media will say, well, you know, if you want to advertise, just buy an ad with us because that's how they make their money. But if you instead look at what they want, which is that hook, and you pitch a story idea or a headline that will cause them to have more, you know, more readers or a better audience, you know, that's what's going to grab them. We even pitched a book. I'll give you a good example of a hook. We did our PR firm, PRPR, did the media for the first novel of the American Bar Association. Well, the person that wrote it was an attorney, and it's hard to get the media to talk about a novel. But instead, we got him interviews at that time, where he was interviewed with his, you know, with his advice on the Martha Stewart case, because it was in the news at that time, the Michael Jackson case. He even wrote an article about, you know, drugs in the workplace and what to do about it, because his novel had drugs in the book. And that article got printed in about 30-some magazines. So, you know, here someone's looking at a book and they're saying, well, this is a novel, how can I get a hook on that? But it's different for different things. When we did Chicken Soup for the Caregiver's Soul, the hook for medical magazines was what doctors need to do to take care of the caregiver that's with the patient. Don't ignore the caregiver. For business magazines, we turned that around. We thought, what's the problem that can be solved for a business? And the hook became, you know, on pitching business magazine, What do you do if you're an employer who has a caregiver on your staff and they may be coming in late, leaving in the middle of the afternoon to take someone to the doctor, or maybe they come in tired? A health magazine was what to do if you are a caregiver and you have a lot of stress. So you see how you get different hooks. And, you know, for another thing is look at what's in the news. That's real important.
Well, you're right on what I'm thinking. You know, for us less creative types, that's where I think your book's been phenomenal. I see your name everywhere because it's given me so many ideas, especially when you're not creative. But one of the things I want to ask you, and you're going down this path, mm-hmm. is what is an example of different hooks when you have that same subject? You know, and you started to cover that a little bit. Could you go in a little more detail for us on different hooks for the same subject?
Well, the different hooks for the same subject, like, you know, when I was just talking about the thing for the Chicken Soup book. Also, you can also look at what's in the news and make it newsworthy, such as there's a good book to buy. It's a directory of Chase's calendar of events. It's C-H-A-S-E, Chase's. And Chase's calendar of events has, you know, all the different days of the month, and there's something for every day. There's, you know, get organized month. There's clean off your desk day. There's, romance day. There's all kinds. And so some examples of that, let's say just take an easy one you don't even need a book for, like Halloween. Colleen Rickenbacker was one of our clients, and she's a business etiquette expert. So you think, how are you going to get that into magazines? Well, the hook was, we did a press release on how to incorporate the fun part of Halloween at work, but in an office-appropriate way. So it became a unique spin on office celebrations, and it got in newspapers all over the country. And the headline was Trick or Treat, Halloween Etiquette Rules for the Office. So right there, you've got a different hook. Lauren Reclean's an attorney. And so when Katie Couric took over the CBS Evening News, we pitched her as Lauren is an expert on women breaking the glass ceiling with a hook, why women need Couric to succeed. And she wrote an op-ed piece that got put in newspapers all over the country. So it just depends. Another hook was when Circuit City fired many long-term employees. And a good hook is something a little controversial sometimes that get the attention. So many, many experts were, you know, contacting the media to talk about how terrible it was that Circuit City laid off over 3,000 people. But we pitched Francie Dalton as a, because she's a workplace behavioral issues. That's her. She's a consultant in that area. And her take was that that was the right thing to do for the company to make more money. And because she had the controversial position, she got on the front cover story of USA Today. That afternoon, the Today Show saw that she had the controversial opposite opinion, which was unusual, and they called her to appear on the Today Show, and the next day she was on CNBC's Closing Bell.
Wow, that's just amazing, and I bet that helped her a little bit.
Right, yeah, and the other thing is, no matter what your business is, you can put that you were interviewed and on the cover story of USA Today or Cosmopolitan or on the Larry King Show, it doesn't matter. You can put that on your website. You can put it in your company brochures. You can put it in mail outs that you send. You, if you're in interviewed, it, whether it's newspaper or magazine, you can take a reprint of that and send it out to prospective clients. You can frame it and put it on the wall of your office. So if you have people coming into your business, you have, you know, the wall. And so if they're looking at that, they're going to choose you over the competition.
Great ideas. I mean, a lot of million-dollar ideas in that last bit there, and I think that's great. And that's what this call is for. I mean, getting these ideas that we can apply, and I think that's what I love about your book, and I love about you, Pam. You're very practical, down to earth, and you tell it how it is. And I think everybody that's listening to that really needs to hear that. And we'll keep along there. You're just answering my questions one after another. I ask you, you know, I want to ask you, you know, is having a newsworthy hook important? And you kind of covered that, but, you know, is having a newsworthy hook important?
Well, the media is really into things in the news. Barbara Hemphill wrote the book, you know, The Paper Tiger. And in that, she talked about how to get organized. And so what we did when, you know, every, whether it was Get Organized Month or Clean Off Your Desk Day, we would send out, you know, press releases. And you can, like I said, find those in Chase's. But also things in the news that are important is, you know, is to look for what's out there. I mean, Dr. Maurice Ramirez is a disaster readiness and recovery expert. So when a major earthquake hit China, we positioned him as an expert on disasters and why China was recovering so quickly compared to Miramar due to the government's different reactions. And, you know, this resulted in an interview with the Associated Press that went internationally. So you have to look at things. Also, we had someone that wrote that was an expert on money and teaching children money values. And some of the things we pitched weren't working because we were pitching more money values. When we tied it in to Clay Aiken that was on tour and the fact that he started a foundation with the money he was making for autistic children, and instead of buying a lot of cars, 10 television shows suddenly wanted to interview him because he was on tour that week. So look at what's in the news. And what can you comment on? And also, what can you do that's even the opposite? Also, when one of our clients were experts on business mergers, when the merger of Northwest and Delta was in the paper, we pitched the release why the Delta Northwest merger is a bad idea. And, see, that's the kind of thing the media likes, and suddenly they were interviewed. So, you know, another thing happening right now is, like, will Microsoft survive Gates' retirement? So if you're pitching just, say, no matter what, whether it's a gardening store, a furniture store, you're an attorney, financial expert, you're pitching your expertise, and they're not caring. You tie it into a news item, you'd be surprised how many interviews you can get.
Great stuff. Well, along these lines, you know, you've answered a lot of good information. I'm going to keep digging here. You know, what do I need to consider about a publication, you know, when developing a hook?
Okay, when you're developing a hook, number one, the media gets really upset if you call about their magazine, their television show, whatever, if you don't know what it is. So number one, look at the magazine or watch that television show, and then decide their demographic. Is it male or female watching that show? What is their age group? What are they interested in? You know, are they wealthy? Are they middle class? What problems do they have that you can offer a solution to? And then you call the media and pitch the story idea that would appeal to the type of people that read that publication or watch that television show. And so that's why it's going to be different. You can imagine a show or a magazine that appeals to teenagers is going to be totally different than a magazine that people that are 65 years old watch. So, you know, what's the lifestyle? What is the demographic? You know, are they into sports? Are they into music? Are they into classical? And you can pitch a different hook for every magazine, and that's what's going to get you famous.
I love it. I love it. And that's the type of information we need. And talking to this, I'm going to digress a little bit. Well, but why do magazines even care about a hook, Pam?
Well, they care about a hook because every month they have to come out with something new. If someone says a customer service expert or, you know, they have a fashion store, whatever it is, if they're just pitching the regular stuff that's been in the news month after month, year after year, the magazines and shows are going, we've done that. You know, we're not going to keep our audience and stay current and have people want to tune into us or read our publications unless we come up with something new. If it's something they already read, they're not interested. So the magazines have to come up with something new. And I can tell you, when I talk to reporters, they often say, I've been writing this column or I've been working for this magazine 8 years, you know, and I've been doing it month after month or week after week, and I desperately need something new. If you come up with something new that matches who their audience is, you know, that's when they get excited, and that's why they care. Because they increase their readership, boom, they increase their ad rate. They increase the ad rate, they make more money. You help them make more money, they're going to love you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, how do I customize my hook if it's not a magazine for radio, TV, or print?
Well, when you want to look at radio, unless it's a specific show, most radio is for the masses. So you have to think, what would appeal to someone? It doesn't matter whether they're CEO of a company, a taxi driver, a housewife, the butcher, a lawyer. It doesn't matter. So you make it something that appeals to everyone. And the same thing in deciding, what do you need? Do you need to go to a certain group? Or, you know, or do you need to go to everybody? Is your product or service one that goes to everyone, or, you know, such as the masses or a specific group? And that's how you decide, do you do print, radio, or television? Television, you can get a little bit more narrow. You know, is it daytime shows that appeal to housewives? Is it political shows? Is it money shows? Things like that. And the thing that gives the most credibility is print, because when someone sees something in print, they believe it, and it puts you in that expert, you know, that expert level. With radio, television, you need more frequency. In print, people keep it. And when you see something in print, you say, oh, wow, that person's the expert. So with print, you're going to get more narrow. So you have parenting magazines, business magazines, financial magazines. Each industry, whether has their own trade magazine. So you have the lumber, a magazine for the Lumber Association. You have the real estate magazine. You have the insurance magazine, the furniture makers magazine. So right there, you're narrowing it down. And so that's why it's real important to decide, do you need print? Do you need television? Do you need radio? When you decide which one you want, then decide, is this to a mass audience, which would be everyone, or is it to a specific audience? And if it's to a specific, then you narrow it to what their problems are. If it's to a mass audience, you keep it more broad.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Just amazing information there once again. And I like your idea of print and how it does help you so much more. And I can see that. I can see how that's such a good, viable area to be really concentrate on. Can you give us a few specific examples of some hooks that were used?
Well, one of them would be right now, you know, of course, with the election, if you do a search on the internet, it shows like a Barack Obama has more than 100,000 more searches than McCain. And so a hook you can do for the headline could be Obama out Googles McCain. You know, does your business, you know, are you out, you know, how do you rate according to your own business and your competition? So that is one. Another one is if you get Chase's calendar events, there's a National Bosses Day. And so you can have a hook if you're any kind of business that relates to business, reward your boss for National Bosses Day. So that could be all kinds of businesses that sell gifts. Passing Zone are jugglers who made the finals of America's Got Talent television show. And they speak to corporations on teamwork. And so when they go up on stage, they juggle chainsaws. So the hook was tired of just talking heads or people that just stand there at the podium. You know, here's something that's different. So it's important to constantly come up with something different. Another hook, one of our clients, Dr. Dougal, is not only a doctor, he's also a clinical pharmacy specialist. And when Heath Ledger died of an overdose, he was a perfect source for stories about the dangerous combination of pills and sleeping pills. And so we started contacting celebrity magazines, which was a great hook for them because they were doing stories on Heath Ledger. And so he got written up all in the same week in Star Magazine, U.S. Weekly, and I believe another entertainment magazine. And so he was all over the place that week.
Awesome, awesome. I could keep you on the phone all night. I'm getting ideas, and I'm just writing and scribbling notes, and I hope everybody else that's listening is too. It's just great. And we could go on all night, but I want to ask you one final question here, and it's an important one. And who should I target my pitch to?
Well, you have to decide what is the audience that is going to bring you the most business, make you the most famous, make you a celebrity, where you can charge higher fees and get more clients. And one of the things is someone goes to my website, prpr.net, you will see there the hook, develop your hook, and they just click on that, and there is a hook questionnaire that you can fill out for your own business or for yourself, depending on what you do, where it has different magazines listed and the age and the gender of that magazine, their interest in your hook. And it's for print, it's for television, and it's for radio. And if they fill that out, they'll have everything they need to get into the media.
Fantastic. Well, you know, you're such a giver, Pam, and you're so awesome. And I just want to go over that again real quick. How can we reach you? PRPR.net, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we can get you at prpr.net, and also your wonderful book, I See Your Name Everywhere. I think everybody needs to grab a copy of that. It's just an amazing book. I've gotten so much information from there. It's been amazing. Pam, is there anything else that you would like to leave us with tonight?
Well, just that if people use this, I don't think people realize that they can get into the media. The media, you don't have to be famous to get into the media. You can be brand new. If you come up with the right hook, the media will want you over somebody that's just doing the same old thing. And so it's important to know that you can do that. And if anybody, you know, wants a free consultation, all they have to do is email me, Pam, P-A-M, at prpr.net, or call at 407-299-6128.
Wow, that's great. So anybody wants a free consultation, just email you at pam at prpr.net. And the phone number is 407-299-6128. Well, Pam, it's been so great to have you. So much information there. I've got cramps in my hand from writing so much, so I thank you so much. I'm sure everybody that's listening to this, too, is really happy to have had you here tonight.
Well, thank you.